Hey, said about say here la kundra. See, because it's not about me no way. If I say I'm a Christian, I say I love God. If it ought to be shown anywhere, it ought to be in my own household. Woo, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I got a son-in-law, and I'm going to tell you, boy, I love him. And he knows I love him. He's a special guy to me. And I see the Lord doing some great things in his life. You know, at first, I'm just going to tell it. And, you know, at first, he's a little rough around the edges. You know, I was beginning to wonder if he really knew this God that I know. But you know what, though? God's done touched his heart. I see it. He's changing. Because God is on the inside of him. He's beginning to see that this God I've been talking to him about is really real. This God that I've been telling him about, he sees it for himself. And see, that's what it's about. The only way you're going to win them, you're going to have to win them through love. Jesus didn't say, with rocks and stones that I went. He said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. Hallelujah. With love and kindness have I drawn thee. Ooh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Spending time with the Father on a consistent basis. You know, the prayer line, I remember when Pastor, he first started up the prayer line, he was talking to me, AJ, back there in the office. And he was telling us about it, you know, in my natural mind, I was thinking, prayer line? I said, okay. He said, yeah. He said, what time is good for you guys? So anyway, we set a time, and we had started praying a long time before you guys, had, you know, before he started bringing anybody else on. And anyway, and we would start out, you know, because it was new to all of us. We would start out just talking and communion with one another, you know, in the morning. And then he messed around and started saying, you know, okay. So Pastor started out for a long time. He would pray. He would open up prayer, and we just pray in the Spirit. And then the next thing, you know, he called on me. He called on our brother AJ. And a lot of times, I just sit there. I wouldn't say a word. Because, you know, I wasn't used to that. It was something different, you know. But glory be to God. Ask me to pray now. Anywhere, anytime, I'm available, Lord. Because I spend time with the Father. Because guess what? When I'm praying, it ain't about me no way. Amen. It ain't about me no way. So I like spending time with the Father. I like to get to know him better. You know, I heard him say this. I think it's Sister Marie's funeral. You know, when they said the angels are going around the throne of God, and they saying, holy, holy, holy. And Pastor said that he gave me some enlightenment. He said, he told the congregation, he said, you know why they doing it? Because every time they go by there, go around, they see a different side of God they've never seen before. Wow, could you imagine? Could you imagine? And we're his children. Created in his image and after his likeness. Woo, glory to God. If we knew what we had on the inside of us, but if we really knew, nothing can stop us. Nothing can contain us. Hallelujah, nothing but love itself, that's it. Love itself can contain it, that's it, love itself. I'm telling you, woo, glory to God. When you get to know him, when you get to know him, fellowshipping with him, calling on his name. I find myself at work sometimes. I do just catch myself. Because, you know, somebody says, I say, glory to God. And then they think, you know, I'm got my hand up. And I say, because, you know, you don't want to scare people. You know what I'm saying? Because people don't know, you know. But then sometimes I say, fool on you, get scared. Praise God. Throw your hands up. Give God some glory. Give God some glory. You know, we can talk about everything else that goes on. You know, coronavirus, flu, headache. We can talk about all those things. But when we're going to share the word of God, then they look at you crazy. And the word of God is just as real as that other stuff. just as more real. But you know what, though? Just be patient with them. Be patient with them. That's what I learned. Be patient with them. God will show you when you spend time with him. He'll show you when to speak, when to just pull back on you, but just hold up. They ain't ready yet. I think I gave y'all that testimony about that one day. Guy from California. He's coming to church Sunday. He's supposed to been coming last three Sundays, but this and that happened. So anyway, but he's been on me. He said, man, he said, I thought you were going to come get me. I said, man, I am coming to get you. I promise you, I'm coming to get you. He's from California. And man, when we first started talking, the Lord led me to him. And man, I'm telling you, he had a strong mile. he kind of contains it now around me. And I never told him I was a minister. I never told him nothing about that. I was just walking in the light of God's word.